आसन स्वयंभवतरे मारीचा मिश्रा श्रेयो यज्ञ स्वर्गणेश्वर तुषिता नाम ते देवा आसन स्वयंभव वर्तरे मारीचि मिश्रा ऋषियो यज्ञासुर गणेश्वरः तुषिता नाम ते देवा आसन स्वयंभवतरे मारीचि मिश्रा ऋषियो यज्ञासुर गणेश्वरः माता जी माताजी तुषिता the category of Tuthishas, name of names, te, all of them, devta, demigods, asana, became, svambhava, the name of Manu, atare, at the period, Marichi Mishra, headed by Marichi, Rishyo, great sages, Yagaha, the incarnation of Lord Vishnu, Suraganeshwara, the king of demigods, translation and purport of Srila Prabhupada. During the time of Swambhu Manumu, the sun all became the demigods, collectively named the Tushitas. Maruchi became the head of seven rishis, and Yagga became the king of demigod Indra. Purport. During the life of Swambhumanu, six kinds of living entities were generated from the demigod known as Tushita, from the sages headed by Marichi, and from descendants of Yagga, king of demigods. And all of them expanded their progeny to observe the order of Lord to fill the universe with living entities. These six kinds of living entities are known as Manus, Devas, Manuputras, Amasrata, Suravata, and Rishis. Yagga, being the incarnation of Supreme Personality of Godhead, became the leader of the demigods Indra. Om Ajnana Timrandasya Jnananjana Chalakya Chakshul Mitam Jana Tashmai Shri Guru Nama Vancha Kalpatrudosya Kripa Sindhu Vayevcha Patita Nam Pavne Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Nama. So we are reading this fourth canto, chapter 1, genealogical table of daughters of Manu. Actually, in this, particularly these two sloka which we read out, first talking about 12 sons, and here how Yagga. So Yagga is the most important point I understand in this particular verse. Yagga, being the incarnation of Supreme Personality of Godhead, became the leader of demigods Indra. And previously, also in the previous verses, it is stated, Yagyartha Karmana, one should perform one's prescribed duty only for the sake of Yaga. Yaga means Vishnu. And what is the total purpose? Why we are reading Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita? What is the instruction of Yagya, Vishnu or Krishna? What is the central idea of the total philosophy of Sanatana Dharma? Here it is again explained. If one does not act for the satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or if one does not perform devotional services, then there will be reaction to all one's activities. Most of the people talk about, when they talk about Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam, they think, those people, most of the people who believe in dharma, artha, kama, moksha, that Gita is teaching something about karma. Karma, karma, you should do your work. Or in material world, that particular sloka, karmanyavadhikaraste, is being told like work hard. Work is worship. This is never, nowhere it is in Bhagavad Gita or any shastra is written. On the contrary, it is explained here that work, if it is not done for the service of the Lord, is going to create problem. That is the total philosophy of Bhagavad Gita, that what type of work we are supposed to do. That is 9th chapter, 27th verse of Bhagavad Gita. yat karoshi yat jahoshi. Means whatever you are doing, if you are not doing for Krishna, then same work will bind you. Actually, last week I was reading some article and said, any activity if you are doing, if it is not connected directly with Krishna, that activity itself will take you to hell. If we are doing any activity, most of the people think they are doing philanthropic work. This is all right when you are in KG. Dharma, Artha, Kama, or Moksha. These are only for the people who cannot understand Srimad Bhagavatam. Once we come to the stage of Bhagavatam, then these things should be eliminated completely. People talk throughout our life. We have been told by our parents or our relatives and all that, oh, marne ke baad swarg mein jayenge. When we read Srila Prabhupada literature, we consider now, we understand now that swarg is nothing. When you do some good karma, you go to swarga. As soon as the result of your good karma is over, again you are in the material world. It's like a heavy example. It's like a dry stool and bad stool. Good karma is a wet stool. Bad karma, dry stool. Bad karma, you have to take 884 lakh yonis. You have to take again, pass that system. And good karma, Suchinam Srimantagre, you can take birth, you can go to swarga. But again, you have to come back again this material world. And this nobody told us. Everybody, oh, kya hua? Oh, mar gaye ji. Swarg gaye. And everybody is crying. Because they know that this man has done only some philanthropical activities. And he has to come back in this material world. That's why they all cry. When Haridas Thakur left his body, at that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, everybody was dancing. When devotees leaving body, we dance and celebrate it, though we have pain that our near one and dear one has left. But this material world is dukhale. If somebody is devotee and by chanting the name of God in the association of devotee, if one is giving up his life, that is the day of celebration, because this material world is dukhale, is not a place for gentlemen to live. Whatever you will do, it is going to create some reaction of your own action if that activity is not fully connected with Krishna. So this personality of Godhead, here yagya means is a form of Krishna. We have to surrender to Krishna, and that is the purpose. Actually, at one stage, it is said that even to study Bhagavatam if we have any desire of economic development, we can never understand Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is beyond all this. Until unless we get frustrated from all these things. Dharma means karma kand. Up till now, till the time we came to Srila Prabhupada movement, dharma means all Satyanarayan ki puja. Going to temple, putting some money as if God is some beggar. God is Lakshmi Narayan. He doesn't need your money. We were told completely different thing at that time. Because nobody was knowing what is the purpose of karma kand. So you can karma karo, you will earn money. People go to temples and worship devtas only for the purpose of getting something. They are fools. They don't know even what to ask from Lord. Just like a child asking, he is not well. We are not well. That's why we are in this material world. And child is asking, he's not well. He's having cold or something. And this guy asking, Papa, Papa, please give me chocolate. Give me ice cream. And he starts crying. And sometimes father, due to love, he may give something, chocolate or something. In the same way, any intelligent person will never ask anything from the Lord. Because Lord is my father. He himself will give me whatever is needed for me. I don't know what to ask from the Lord. Except association of pure devotee. Because we cannot get bhakti of the Lord until last we have association. Association of devotee. What type of devotee? We have to understand who is devotee. Actually, until unless we understand that thing, we get again in the clutches of this so-called Sahajya Panditas of Brahmanas who have fooled us and ruled us actually and kept Krishna away from us. And they never told us the philosophy of Bhagavad Gita except teaching us how to worship devtas. So, the less intelligent people, for their sense gratification, they worship devtas. And devtas, they cannot give anything themselves. They have to take from the Lord. But if that is our desire, then Krishna is not going to interfere with our desire. He has made clear cut statement in Bhagavad Gita 9:25. If you worship devta or whatever type of people you worship, you will get that type of association. Devta ke lok, pitra loka, you will go there, but you will never get rid of cycle of birth and death. That is the purpose of life. You have to take birth again in this material world. But it's dukhale. It's not a place. Whatever you may do, you have to get reaction in this world. In Gita, people may talk, Gita is teaching us karma yoga, jnana yoga, ashtanga yoga, varnashram. Actually, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Rai, there was discussion and he says, what is this? We must, Ramananda Rai reply, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, well, Varnashram is also part of it. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Chatur Varnam Maya System, Guna Karma Vibhag se, I have divided. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected. This Varnashram is not the aim of life. I am a Brahman, I am Kshatriya, I am a Vaishya or Shudra, or I am a Grastha, Brahmacharya, Grastha, Bhana person, Sannyas. This is the method. If we cannot surrender to Krishna, then we can take shelter of these ashrams. But ultimate aim of life is to surrender to Krishna, not to get involved. When we are in grastha ashram, that opportunity is given to us. So 50 years of age, we make preparation. For what? So we can, in this home, we live in this our grastha ashram in such a way, so we can make preparation for going our real home, back to Godhead. That is the purpose of coming here. Otherwise, previous lives, 84 lakh yoni, what the hell we were doing there? Eating, sleeping, matting and defending. This is the only time which we have got Atato Brahma Jigyasa. Who I am? From where I am coming? What is the purpose of life? Who is God? What is His instruction? as his instruction he has given in Bhagavad Gita, surrender to me. Sarva dharman pratyajye mamekam sharanam vraj. Aham tam sarva papena mokshani mashish. But nobody was ready and willing to understand what is the meaning of this. Lord said himself in other shastra that you cannot understand the meaning of this sarva dharman pratyajye. I will appear in the form of a devotee to teach you what is the meaning of surrender. And that's why Lord appeared in the form of a devotee. And he made it so simple to surrender by teaching us, by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. By chanting holy name of Lord, you can get perfection of life. Nothing else is needed. Provided we are ready and willing to chant properly. If we can chant the name of God properly, the name will teach us how to do the things properly. The name had that power. So for that purpose, actually, the most important thing is, if we want to get mercy of Krishna, then we must get mercy of devotee. And mercy of devotee, how to judge? Actually, we are not supposed to judge anybody. But how to get, whose association we should get? A person who has full faith in Krishna. Actually, in material world, people have no faith in Krishna. Though I'm in a movement for the last 30 years. Can I say that I have got full faith in Krishna? Materialistic people working in the material world. They have done medical, they have done computer science or engineer or doctor, whatever they may. They have more faith in their degree. They have more faith in their job. And in the same way, the energy or the time which they are devoting for their so-called material activities and economic development, can anybody give even 10% of that sincere time which the people are giving for their material activity? It means we have not got full faith in Krishna. We are not asking that you surrender fully and join temple. Surrender means you balance your life. If you are a grihastha ashram, you do your profession, take care of your family, but spiritual life should be your base. Balance three life into three parts. If we cannot manage our life and balance our life, we will be the most miserable people on this earth. See the history of 500 top people of the world. Life is preparation and death is examination. You see the history of these people, how they die. How miserably they die. Throughout life they are working like a donkey and earning money, but how miserably they die. Our intelligent people learn by the experience of others. The fool learns by their own experience. So first of all, we must have faith. Krishna is God. Secondly, it has already said, we must balance our life. It's not economic development, working hard. How to do? No, everybody cannot become multi-billionaire. Everybody cannot think, I'm little better economic situation, then I will come in Krishna Bhakti. Everybody has got according to their past karma. We cannot change our situation by working hard like a donkey. It's not needed. Krishna is not concerned how much donation you are giving. You know the story of
Ramayana, Valmiki Ramayana, that sparrow or what, or that squirrel, yeah, gallery. I'm from Hindi speaking area, so you know, I know Hindi word better. So Hanumanji was bringing big mountain, and the squirrel was bringing one sand. At that time, Hanumanji told this, get out from my way. You said, can't see how big mountain I'm bringing. And Ramchandji told Hanumanji, remember, whatever services you are doing according to your capacity, and whatever she is doing according to her capacity, for me, there is no difference. So why should we bother that if I get more money, then only I will come in bhakti? Money has nothing to do with bhakti. And Bhagavatam, Prahlad Maharaj has already made a statement to his schoolmates. It's already destined from the previous life how much you are going to get. Just like we don't want misery in our life. If it has to come, it will come. Nobody on earth can say, well, I will give you insurance for that, the misery will not come. In the same way, happiness will come of its own. We have not to work hard for that, and you cannot change it until unless we reach to the stage surrender to Krishna. Aham tam sarva papena mokshani masach. So coming to the, we know the pain and pleasure are fixed from the previous life, but important thing, we should plan our life. In material world, everything people plan. For marriage of their family people, son or daughter, they plan for 6 months, 1 year. Throughout money, throughout life they earn, they spend in that. For study, they work hard, plan. Everything people are planning, but spiritual life, which is the most important subject in our life. Raj vidya raj guyam pavitram paramidam. No planning for that. If there is a lot of rain, if one has to go to office, he will go to office. People have gone to office in Bombay, even the day when 26 July. Because they have faith in their job. They have no faith in Krishna. So they don't plan spiritual life. 97% of the people don't plan their life. That's the problem with the people. If we can plan our life, we can lead our life 10 times better than what life we are leading today. But we are accustomed to a particular way of life. Just like if you give halwa to pig, he will say, no, I don't want to eat. We get accustomed. That's why we don't want to plan for a spiritual life. Krishna promises, Kunti pritijaniye na bhav mein bhakta pranashati. I will give you what you lack. I preserve what you have. So we should require planning. And bhakti is such a devotional service, is such a subject. It's available for everybody equally. Not a rich people get some priority or poor people get some, no. It's nothing to do with is poor or rich condition. It is connected with Krishna. It's not connected with some rich people. And Krishna is seeing our bhavana. That is more important than anything else. He is sitting in our heart. Ishvara sarva bhutana hridayasya arjun tishtati. He is sitting in our heart. And what is our desire? He knows it. And he will fulfill our desire if we are sincere. Not only in this life, at the end of our life, what will be our desire? According to that desire, he will give us the next life also. He is not going to interfere with our independence. So, we can't blame. Nobody can blame. Oh, what type of husband I have got, what type of father I have got, what time I have in-laws or relation or business or boss. This is your own karma. You have no control over that. But now you got the opportunity. In that opportunity, if you take association of devotee, and in that situation, he can teach you how to surrender to Krishna by chanting the holy name of Lord. There is, first of all, we should never try to increase our, I have already said it, but repeating, our income at the cost of our devotional service. I have seen many people, oh, kya karu, itna bada business hai, and you know, I am doing really very well now. My business has gone 10 times better than. But at the time of death, how you are earning money? If you have done anything wrong here, that karma, read 5th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. If you are doing any sinful activity, you have to suffer. The money will not come. The family people will not come. You have to suffer. And nothing will go with you. Nothing will go with us. The story of that madman. The king wanted to keep a madman king has asked him that you keep this danda. And finally, when the king was about to die, at that time that madman, actually this king was very, very puffed up person, and he was not at all interested for his future life. So once he was talking to one sadhu, and sadhu, you know, this king actually refused to talk to him. But sadhus are so kind, and he created a situation by which sadhu became this madman. And when king was about to die, this madman king has appointed him as a state guest, and he has given him one danda. And at the time of death, this man comes and says, Raja Sahab, you take this danda back. Well, why? I have never seen a madman bigger than you. You cannot take anything with you. Throughout life, you have worked hard. You have got everything on the earth. You cannot take anything with you. Then why the hell you are working so hard for this purpose? There is nobody more mad than you. And better you take this. And then he started talking the philosophy. And at that time the king had fallen down to the feet of this. And asked him, tell us what is your identity. And then he told me, I am the same sadhu who met you such and such time. But you are not interested in spiritual life. And that's why this situation was created. So the point is, material world, whatever we are doing, it is not going to help us if it is not directly connected with Krishna. Most important thing, we should not associate with the people who are very busy and only interested for economic development. You see, we have to save ourselves first. Bharat Bhumila Hoila Manas Janma Sarthak. Pehle, you have to save yourself. First, you have to save yourself. If you get the association of these materialistic people who are all the time talking about money and thinking about money, and we think by taking their money, actually our life will be spoiled. You cannot perform your bhakti also until unless you save yourself. And it affects us. This, you know, just like Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha Sarva Siddhi Hoye, in the same way, when you associate this gross materialistic people, we are not that elevated. We develop just like you may see wonderful program coming in TV in which, you know, this our Our program comes in the which channel? Star. Atma. And you also see the advertisement. Those advertisements are hellish. Actually, I request people, please, you have to switch off your TV. Even if you want to see that Atma, particular those advertisements. You don't know how much you are getting progress and how much you are going back. My merely little association of this type of people. If you want to make a spiritual progress, otherwise, all right. Things are going on, it will go on like this. And one should never make over endeavor, even for devotional service, at the cost of his own sadhana. We must learn by our experience of the past, by many people, very hardly, working very hard, but they have no time for chanting. They have no time for reading Prabhupada books. And what happened to them? Where they have gone? What a percentage of Srila Prabhupada disciple left this movement? So association devotee and clearly understanding this point that I have not to do devotional service even at the cost of my own sadhana. That's why we need proper guidance. No, we may think, oh, it's wonderful. I can go on doing things. You can't do that type of thing. And avoid association, again, heavy. Association, please understand the meaning of association. Association means not to disclose your heart even to your relatives and to your friends who are not devotees. I repeat, not to disclose your heart to your own relation and your close friends if they are not devotees. And don't have association with them. That is my association. You can have, you know, what you call it, opcharikta. Oh, very nice. Please come, take prasad. You are wonderful. You are giving donation, very good. You are coming to advertisement, giving, wonderful. But we cannot have association with these people who are not devotee of Krishna. Otherwise, we are in a dangerous situation by us having association, talking very intimately with them. We must have just formalities. If they start chanting, if they start coming, if they start reading, if they are devotee, then we can associate with them. But because they are just giving us money, we cannot have their association. We cannot have association with Gnostics. Because we will be in danger. We cannot have association who are regularly worshipping devtas or karmakandis or mayavadis. Because their association is very, very dangerous. Association, I have defined. We cannot disclose our heart to them. In office, I have to work. Many people may not be interested in Krishna consciousness. Then I will do some work. Okay, this file, this letter has to go to the boss. That reply has to send to this man, to this guy. Just doing mechanical work. But you cannot disclose your heart to those people who are not devotee of Lord. And we cannot exchange those Rup Goswami's six exchanges with those people who are not devotee. Oh, we are giving present, taking present, we are eating prasad, we are... No! This is only meant only for devotees. We cannot disclose our heart to the... This comes in that same category. That sometimes we use that thing for our project purpose. By giving something, no. Fine, you can do something which is needed, but you cannot associate with them. And actually, I will... Time is coming. I just... Srila Prabhupada worked for 40 years here, but he was not successful. This was the arrangement of the Lord because he's a pure devotee. 70 years he left USA. No cooperation for his family people, no cooperation from his wife. And this was mercy of the Lord, Yashwani Anugrahi. When Lord gives some special mercy, you know, sometimes he takes away everything. And that's, his business was not successful. He was not successful in Jhansi also. But he all the time have big plans. Such big plans, you know. And he wanted us to go back, not to enjoy this material world. You know, Bhritasur, what he was telling to Arjuna, Indra. You have got Indra, you have got Vajra. Kill me. Indra was nervous actually. Bhritasura was acting like a great devotee and Indra was looking like a demon at once in some situation like that. Means the way Bhritasura was behaving. And he told Indra, Bhritasura told Indra, you rot yourself in this material world. I am going back to Godhead. So this material world, even if become position of Indra, we have to learn something from Bhritasura, who was so-called a demon. So we have to understand that what we are supposed to do, not to read in this material, not to... Particularly those people who have taken Diksha in Prabhupada movement. Actually, I am also Diksha. I have also taken Diksha. I asked, this is something I don't know, personal. When I asked what I'm supposed to do, what is the instruction I'm supposed to do after Diksha, when I asked this question, you know what I was told? Do the needful. I'm a lawyer. I can do practice, earn money. I can take care of the temple's legal cases. I'm a devotee. Means my family is also... I'm trying to be devotee. My wife is suffering from the... Harissa leukemia for last 24 years. I'm running a center. I can leave India and go America. I'm a green card holder. And I can preach there. Whether I should go, leave India when lot of opportunity here. And leave my wife who's suffering. Running a center. And I can go out. And there are several things. What I'm supposed to do. I can do preaching. When I'm out of my house, I can do 10 times better than activities than what I do at home. Living in home, even after a particular age, is like living in the hell. In comparison to the services which we can render when we are fully independent, going out and preaching. But what to do? We have to do the needful. It's sense gratification to leave a devotee who has helped us so many years and just I'm going out for preaching. Now Krishna has created the situation, and so the point is, what is needful we have to do in every situation according to time, place and circumstances. And at the end I may add only one, that actually we must also, one point in that, even if we are a devotee, we have to maintain our devotion. At one stage, at one place I was reading, even we should not eat food which is not cooked by a devotee. We have to save ourselves first. Until unless we are on a mission of our Maharaj, Guru Maharaj, Prabhupada mission, only for preaching purpose. Direct preaching. I have to go to a particular place, somebody is getting married, and you know, I'll get opportunity, not because I'll eat there. It's a hellish thing to go out and eat in these parties. Until unless it is very, very essential. Rupa said it, what to eat? Even we can eat some dry things or fruits or something like that. But we have to save ourselves first. We are not supposed to eat, particularly initiated people. Exceptional circumstances, by taking instruction from his seniors, one can eat. Otherwise, one should not eat even food which is cooked by non-devotee. And we must try to understand the vision of Srila Prabhupada. He was not having anything. At the age of 70, he left India. He has nothing with him. When we were in Jhansi, he said, anybody can join the movement. Lodging and boarding is free. When he was in America, he has written a manifesto. The same manifesto. 7 things of Prabhupada movement. And he's coming out with that same manifesto. And everything is going on according to that. What vision he was having. So if we are ready and willing to follow Srila Prabhupada instructions, then by following that method, we can get perfection of our life. We can understand Bhagavatam properly. And the purpose of yagya is in this age is only sankirtan yagya. That is the way we can please Krishna, we can please Vishnu, and that is the yagya we have to perform by chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Hare. Because it's written here, I have to finish at 8:45. If anybody has any question. Yes, Prabhuji.
It's a comment I just want to make. You have very rightly told about the associating with materially successful person we should avoid. A similar thing was told by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also to Swarup Damodar when they were insisting that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu meet Raja Pratap Rudra. So he also gave the same instructions that materially successful person, even though he was a great devotee, but to show the world, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also told very clearly that we should avoid meeting and avoid associating more with extremely successful persons who are worldly also and women also. That's what he also said. This is what I comment.
Very good. Yeah, very wonderful point you have developed. We have to reach to that stage by which we can understand who is devotee. We have to save our... This is at the stage of Ramananda Raya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that stage you are talking to, you know... We are in Kali Yuga, means at this time. And sometime, you know,
Who was the devotee? Mukunda was asked. He was chewing pan sitting on a, and you know, very luxurious life. As soon as he heard about Krishna, and you know, you can give me Pundrik Vidyani. So the point is this: we can say many things about everybody, but have we reached to that stage? We can understand somebody that actually he is a devotee. We have to save ourselves first. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given instruction about the association of ladies as well as to the rich people. We have not reached to that stage of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu where he has understood where Ramananda Rai was, what was the position. He was ready to and willing to give up the kingdom. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not ready to talk to me, if you are going to talk to that type of people, it's all right, allowed. You can eat prasad and you can do whatever you like. But not just we go there socializing at the cost of our spiritual life, or I'll get some money from them. We have to save ourselves first.
Those peoples are very attached to his family.
People are very attached to?
To his family.
Yeah.
And working day and night very hard. How they can minimize his own activities for practicing in Krishna consciousness?
Srimad Bhagavatam is given answer of this question. Actually, every question if somebody is asking is already been replied. We have to just quote it. Just like in Giriraj Maharaj's lecture, I have seen, even in lecture when he will give, every word he will say, Prabhupada said this. In the same way, every question is already been answered by Arjun, Krishna and Arjun Sambad, or Raja Parikshit and Sukhdev Goswami Sambad. This has been answered in 7th canto of 14th chapter, 4th verse of Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam. First, it is in the 5th canto, Nashta Prayesu Avadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevya. When we will regularly read Bhagavatam. See, these materialistic people, they are only attached to their family and paisa. They are attached. And Bhagavatam is not meant for those people who are only, they are very much interested in economic development. Those people who are interested, they can never understand Bhagavatam. Who are interested in economic development. This dharmartha kam moksha, then thereafter this comes Bhagavatam. So 7th canto, the answer is given that when you will read Bhagavatam in the association of devotee, then desire for family, attachment to the family, because family attachment is very, very heavy in this material world. The attachment with the family life and desire for sense gratification, these both things will go away just like you see dream at night, but the morning you will not remember them. When you will hear regularly Bhagavatam and associate with devotee, this desire of family life and attachment and earning money, this is because of ignorance. When somebody is watching movie in the theater, you need complete darkness. Then they can enjoy, or what a nice new movie is going on. At that time you put a bulb, 500 bulb light. Everybody shut, stop it, I don't want this light. Film is going on. In material world, these people are enjoying. in the darkness which they are going to suffer after in a very short time, because this is Dukhale. If Sadhu is telling people who is coming out of this building, oh, please come out, there is fire in this building. And everybody is talking, oh, escapism. He is running away. He is not facing the problem. Or what the hell problem he should face? There is a fire in the building. You have to come out. So, we have to tell them, please, study Bhagavatam. Read Bhagavatam. Once we will read Bhagavatam, this darkness will go. This ignorance will go. Because of the ignorance, they are enjoying that film in the darkness. So once we have association of devotee and read Bhagavatam in the association of devotee, then this family attachment and desire for sense gratification will go. Gantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki.